From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Senate Democrats appear to have the 60 votes they'll need tonight to send a health care overhaul bill to the floor for debate. The final holdout, Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas, says she may not support the Democratic written plan in its current form, but it deserves to be heard.
I have concluded that I believe it is more important that we begin this debate to improve our nation's health care system for all Americans, rather than just simply drop the issue and walk away.
The Republican minority leader, Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, warns that anyone who helps move the bill along will have a lot of explaining to do.
Every senator who goes on record saying that we need to proceed to this monstrosity of a bill will in effect be voting for higher taxes, higher premiums, and cuts in Medicare.
The procedural vote is scheduled for 8 p.m. Eastern. A panel of South Carolina lawmakers will meet next week to consider impeaching Governor Mark Sanford. Sanford was accused of neglecting his duties when he snuck out of the state for a South America trip to meet his mistress. NPR's Adam Huckberg reports from North Charleston.
A judiciary subcommittee in the State House of Representatives will be the first stop for a proposed impeachment resolution. The seven-member panel is scheduled to start meeting Tuesday, and the full legislature could consider impeachment early next year. Sanford's under scrutiny both for secretly leaving the state in June and for a number of alleged violations of state travel policy. Sanford has said he'll fight to stay in office, but he has few allies even among his fellow Republicans who control the legislature. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, North Charleston, South Carolina.
European scientists are celebrating today after what they say was a hugely successful restart for the Large Hadron Collider, or the LHC, near the Swiss-French border. Scientists think the proton circulating machine will help them better understand the origins of the universe. The BBC's Palit Ghosh reports from Geneva.
After the euphoria of last night was the euphoria of the morning debrief. Scientists here could scarcely believe their ears when they heard that the LHC had accelerated subatomic particles hundreds of thousands of times overnight, and in both directions. According to one of the directors of the LHC, Dr. Steve Myers, the particle accelerator has done more in a few short hours than it did in 9 days last year, before it broke down.
We thought we would do this work in 3, 4, maybe 5 days, and we actually finished it in about 5 hours.
The LHC's operating team believes that they might have the first low-energy collisions by next week, and higher energies early next year.
The BBC's Palit Ghosh. Astronauts conducted their second spacewalk of the Atlantis mission today outside the International Space Station. One more spacewalk is scheduled. This is NPR News. Farmers from all over Spain protested in the center of Madrid over low prices for their products. They demanded extra subsidies to help them cope with the economic crisis.